Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, a year radio talk station. Carl and the bot, Linda, was on show on the spot last night, and she's got things to do this morning. She won't be here, but Savannah and I are here.
Good morning.
How are you doing today there, Savannah?
You know, I'm doing really good.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know what? It's a good day today.
It is a good day.
It is a good day today.
It's the weekend.
It's Friday, and you've only got one more working day till Monday.
Yep.
Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. And let's start off the morning with Chris Lasondak as we hear what he has to say from our Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90 points at 16,107. The S&P 500 down 14 points at 1814, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 34 points at 4184. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 146 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 20 cents at 1666, Citigroup down $1.16 at 49.56, General Electric off 38 cents at 25.44, and Ford's down 43 cents at $16 even. Of local interest, PG&E down 15 cents at 41.14, North Valley Bank up 2 cents at 24.61, Tri-County's Bank adding 4 cents at 26.98, and Harley-Davidson down 67 cents at 65.22. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.73%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.34. Oil's down 12 cents a barrel at $97.20. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $3.45 an ounce at $12.67.40. Silver's up 14 cents at $20.13 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905. You know what? You have neighbors, ones you can look across the table at and ask, what's going on? What's going on in the markets? What's going on Wall Street? They live here. They understand the situations around here. They understand, you know, they're big in our community, our Wells Fargo advisors, and they know their job. That's the big thing. They know their job. So they're good people to talk to on this. All right, Savannah, I know. Surprise me on the weather. Tell me that it's going to be less than, 72 today.
You know, it's not. I'm sorry. Currently it's 58. Gonna get to a high of 73 and a low of 43. Saturday's gonna be sunny with a high of 74, a low of 43. And Sunday's gonna be 74 with, a high of 74 and a low of 42. And our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family owned and operated, and you can give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hey, alright, I just want to say this one time. I don't want to ever have to say it again. Alright, to everybody. There will be no Justin Bieber stories on this station, just like there were no Britney Spears stories. I'm just telling you that right now. In case you haven't heard, Linda and I are going on a salute to the veterans cruise on to the British Isles August 15th, 2014. We're going to have a great time. We're going to Normandy, of course, where my father landed during World War II, and during his walking tour of Europe. That he took during after he landed in Normandy and walked through Paris and walked through France and in Germany, which is what the infantry did. And then we're also going to go to the Edinburgh Tattoo, which is it's an exclusive presentation of military bands and marching and everything like that. The Edinburgh Military Tattoo. if you want to go with us, and I think we're going to have a great time, we urge you, you know, to go. It's a salute to the veterans. There are special things for veterans that go with us, you know, like, you know, money on the, you know, they give you fares, you know, give you upgrades, all types of things. Give Avante Travel a call, 244-1400. All right, we're going to be right back. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. We got Bruce Dean coming in from Black Bear Diners, owners of that. I tell you what, he's got a lot to say. Plus, he's taken over a huge, huge, huge responsibility for the state of California. We want to talk about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
An insurance adjuster called me. "Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it." The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, and Cornerstone Community Bank, KRCR News Channel 7, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Carl on the Bot. It is 7:14 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Feel free to give me a call and talk about what you want to talk about for the next 30 or 40 minutes. I've got some subjects, but I want you all to jump in and join the attack. 58 degrees. Spencer's here. Haven Humane. It's time for our Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I brought with me Kevin. Kevin is a 2-year-old Australian cattle dog mix. He weighs in at about 30 pounds or so, black and white, great dog. I think this is the most well-behaved, calmest dog I've ever brought with me for Pet of the Week. This dog right here, we're walking into your studio. He's not pulling on the leash whatsoever. A completely loose leash, just right by my side, everywhere that we go. I mean, he walks better on a leash than my personal dogs do. I might want to trade mine in for him. He's doing so well. Kevin came into our shelter a little over a week ago as a stray. Unfortunately, his people have not come looking for him. He is rated for a home with kids 8 and older. You know, he just doesn't want the little ones coming up and pulling on his ears and stuff, which is understandable.
I don't like people pulling on my ears either.
Yeah, I
understand. I understand, Kevin.
But all around, I mean, I just can't say enough good stuff about this dog. He knows sit, he knows shake, he knows down. He's still learning his name, because you got to remember, we've only had him a week.
Can he do fetch a beer?
I'm sure he could learn it. He is treat motivated. Great dog all the way around. Just a cute little guy. If you would let him, he would love to just climb right up on your lap and just sit there, and he'd be happy and content.
Savannah, do you want Kevin to crawl on your lap here today?
He is a cute dog.
He is. I tell you what.
So calm.
I think he might have a little Boston Terrier in him, too.
No. Really? Okay, this is a cute dog. He's quiet. He's, you know what? He's sniffing Savannah's
hand.
He gave you one lick. Okay, see, he's not over exuberant here. He's not one of those that's going to be it, but he's sitting and he's looking around. He looks an intelligent looking dog. And he's weighs about what?
30 pounds.
30 pounds, and he's not that big, but he looks like he needs, you know, that he does. He looks like the sheep herding type of animal. White face, black and white body, really cute. And, well behaved. That's the big thing. He's just standing here looking around like, okay, big deal. We're here. It's someplace new.
I picked Kevin this morning because when I walked through the kennels at 4:30 this morning, all the dogs are just going crazy right at the front of the kennel, barking, you know, take me, take me. And Kevin was just in the back of his kennel, just laying on his bed, like, yeah, if you pick me, you pick me. You know, and I walked right past him a couple times, and I was thought about bringing another dog, and then something just kept bringing me back to Kevin, and I put a leash on him, and you know, he's just a great dog, and I'm glad that I picked Kevin.
I am too. You know what, morning. Kevin needs a home, and Kevin's got that look about him that he could be a good, you know, he could be quiet in your house.
Absolutely, you know. And I think he would even do good, you know, in an apartment or with an older couple. You know, he's calm enough and small enough to where he could do great in any environment.
Yeah, Savannah just reached quickly at him. I mean, not too quickly, but out to pet him, and he didn't flinch. His when she touched him, his ears rolled back. I mean, in a good sense, but, you know, like dogs will do when they're happy, when they're being petted and all that. So
that dog had a happy face.
This, huh?
The dog had such a happy face.
He does. He has a happy face. All right. How do we get people to come in and take Kevin?
Well, you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. Don't forget to send me a photo, because we'll have photos of Kevin on our website. Here's the thing, though, is that because we have such a great record of having dogs adopted and pets adopted, is that, you know, Kevin, we get the picture up, and sometimes
they're gone.
But that's okay. You can just go down there. They've got another one him.
Give us a call. If you're interested in Kevin or any of our other animals, we start answering the phone at 8:30. We don't open the doors till 11, but we do answer the phones at 8:30.
Oh, look at him. Kevin just laid down and said, okay, if I'm not going to be on the mic, I'm just going to lay down. All right. Hey, Spencer, as usual, thank you so much for what you all do here. We were just talking about this story that I saw on Facebook yesterday about an elephant sanctuary. An elephant sanctuary in Tennessee where these two elephants were reunited after 22 years. And it was a heart-rending story, happy story. And I just appreciate so much what you and Mark and everybody does down there with Haven Humane. I know you guys take so much heat and so much abuse from a lot of people, but I just appreciate, there's so many other people that appreciate what you do. Don't ever forget that.
Well, thank you, and it's all worth it in the end.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on, hey, if you don't like, if you're a conservative in New York, you have to move. You don't belong there. Yeah, that's right. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:23 in the morning, 605-4567. Something on your mind, give me a call here. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Okay, Savannah and I were talking. She says, you know, about, okay, and I said I wasn't going to talk about.
I'll say it.
Okay, you say it.
Justin Bieber.
All right. The reason I don't get into these, and Britney Spears, and the Kardashians, and all of this is, I look at where are they on the spectrum of importance. I mean, really. And I think the thing that really got me one time was there was a number of Marines and soldiers wounded and killed in combat. And all you could read about was something that Britney Spears did or somebody at that point, a pop star, that was doing something stupid. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, here's our young men and women the same age as she is. She's making millions of dollars because she can sing. And, dance, okay, that's fine. I mean, that's what she does. And I saw these young men and women that were out there making one hundredth of what she makes, putting their lives on the line every day. And then when they were killed and injured, that should be news. But it wasn't. It was what they were doing. You know, oh gosh, you know, having problems with drugs. Oh, you know what? They're having problems with drugs. I don't care. That's their problem. You know what? Why is it such big news as opposed to things that are real in the world? And so that's why I don't do those stories. Yeah. And that's just me.
I absolutely agree.
I know. And see, that's what, and where have we gone, mm-hmm. Savannah? Where have we gone where we have leaned over so far that becomes the most important thing in our lives, in people's lives? You can ask people about the Kardashians and they'll be able to tell you all about them. Ask them who the Secretary of the Treasury is. Ask them who the Vice President of the United States is. Ask them what the impact of Obamacare has on this nation. And they will look at you with blank eyes. And there's something wrong there, that if, where our priorities are.
Yep.
Anyway, and you can go even older and just say, they can tell you the lineup of every football team. But they can't tell you the percentage that they owe to the government because of the huge deficit we have. I mean, it's just, that's why probably, you know, we do talk about some funny things here and all that. There's certain areas of stratas of society, entertainers like that, that I won't get into. Okay, enough of that. TSA. Now, I do like talking about Transportation Security Administration. They screened, patted down, searched, molested 638,705,790 people last year. To include babies, infants, three-year-olds, 95-year-olds on oxygen, and one woman with a burqa, but they didn't really touch her. $638,705,790 people. Whoa. Can you believe that? TSA. On the job. You know what I'd like to see is have them, then the next statistic is how many bombs did they find? How many terrorists did they find? How many people that were destined to take, you know, the airplane over, did they stop? Or was it just their presence stopped people, knowing that they couldn't get on with box cutters, which of course they could if they, TSA misses things. But how many people did they stop just because of their presence of making life so hard for people getting on the plane? Is it a deterrent or does it work? Does it work because they're just standing there and they put you through this? Or is it that people have decided that's not going to happen? You know, they're not going to do it that way. I don't know. $638 million. Support for Obamacare is at a record low. I can't say it like Savannah.
Low.
A new poll shows that 59% of the people in the United States oppose the new health care law, up from 55% in June. The Democrats oppose the law. A third of the Democrats oppose the law, up from 22% from June. Independent, 64% oppose Obamacare, vice 53% in June. Okay, think about this. Why are they doing this? And so the poll says is, what do you think? Why are you opposing this? Majority believe it will increase taxes, increase insurance cost, or increase the federal deficit. 20% of the people, that they surveyed, and they surveyed people who said that they were a declared Republican, a declared Democrat, and a declared independent. So it wasn't just like going into an enclave of Republicans or an enclave of Democrats like sometimes they do. They went and got, you know, thirds of each. And, it appears that with this, is they think the quality of care is going to go down. And we're starting to see this. We've got a case close to our, close in the work area here. We've got one of our people who can't find a doctor. They can't find a primary care doctor. That will take Medicaid, because under the new law that he was being treated, they can't do that. They can't provide medications unless he has have to go back to a provider who many of them, and he's called all over town, that won't take that. So where he was before the law took effect was much better than where he is now. I think that a lot of people are starting to see with the businesses that are starting, and we're going to be talking to one of the owners of one of the largest businesses around here, Black Bear Diners, how Obamacare is going to affect him and how he believes it's going to affect the restaurant industry. The new minimum wage law that's coming in on top of that. These can all be like job killers here. When people are not convinced that Obamacare is going to work, they're going to not sign up for it. It depends on people like Savannah. People 18 to 35 have to sign up for this. And if you don't sign up for this, it's not going to work, because the people that are signing up for it are the ones that are on, had insurance policies that were canceled, or they're on Medicaid, or all these. And a lot of these aren't even paying. So there's a problem there, but only something like 22% of the targeted groups like you have signed up. Why do you think that might be? Can I ask you that?
You know, I honestly believe that most students I talk to, I'm with students every day, they don't actually know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know that they were supposed to sign up, and they really don't understand it. And so I've had multiple conversations since working at this station where I'm like, this is what's going on. This is what you're paying for. This is what you don't actually need. And they're like, what? What? Shocked.
They're shocked.
Yeah.
Do they like the idea that they're paying for Depends?
No.
Okay. Think of the billions of dollars they've spent, or hundreds of millions of dollars they've spent on pumping out the word to everybody, and the people they're trying to reach the most
have no idea.
They're oblivious to it as well. The only way it's going to work is if they get that big buy-in. If they don't get the big buy-in, this thing is going to spiral into a into the ground, and it's not going to be pretty. We're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, this is your talk radio station. We're talking about things you want to talk about. Give me a call, 605-4567. We've got a few things we also want to talk about, how California is going to kill, you know, it's going to go right into gun control. And they're not doing that at coming right at you face on so you can, you know, so you can vote against them. They're doing it through little laws that will take the weapons out of your hands. We'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? You know what? Great, great, great coffees and cold drinks from Espresso Joe's. And the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. A whole lot for our community over there. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. All right, let me go through a number of announcements here. Tomorrow at the VFW Hall in Anderson, beginning at 4 o'clock, they're going to have a spaghetti feed, which is going to help fund their honor guard, which has helped inter over 175 veterans up at IGO. It's $5 a plate for spaghetti. As, like I said, starts at 4. Head on over there, get into it, and help support that. It's a great cause over at the VFW in Anderson. It starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow. A forum on guns and their place in society. excuse me, is being held on Saturday, January 25th, tomorrow, at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard. We had them in here yesterday, some of them. Christine Mitchell and was here from the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy. We had, and it's being put on by them and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. Panelists will include Patrick Jones, of course, Jones Fort, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewert of the County's Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And she was on for a little while yesterday. We need to get Amanda back on again, of course, because, you know, I just don't believe, you know, well, no, we don't want to take your guns. We just want to make sure everybody, that only people that don't get guns, you know, shouldn't have guns, or people that are, you know, felons and all that. And of course, the first question to that is, well, don't we already have those laws? Anyway, I think it's going to be great. And then after this, we're at some point in the future, probably in a couple of weeks, we're probably going to do the same form, but we're going to do it live here on the station. Let's see what else we have here. Now let's just go to what's happening in the world. California. Smith & Wesson has joined Ruger. Both of them, of course, gun makers, are leaving California due to new microstamp law. This microstamp law was put into effect to say, you know, this way we can mark each cartridge case that's gets shot. It'll be a different, you know, have a different mark in every case, and we can identify what the gun was and who bought that gun to do that. Oh, come on. First of all, microstamping in itself is not a 100%, not a 100% certainty. You will never get a conviction. You will never get a conviction in a court because of microstamping. Second thing is, do you think a criminal cares that, you know, that he has gotten his gun through nefarious ways and he gets rid of it as soon as he uses it? You know, the microstamping, the only thing it is, it's a grab for your guns, my friends. And what Smith and Wesson and Ruger have both said that, you know, since they're going to, and they, by the new law it says every new pistol must have a microstamping. If it's a new pistol or significant changes to an existing pistol that is already, or a handgun that's already on the list. Now that means they have to go back and retool. This is going to cost millions of dollars for what? To bring them into California? No, I don't think so. There's already guns on the list, the approved list. If they don't change them, you'll be able to buy them. But any new technology, even if it's safer, State of California wants you to go through this microstamping thing, and they're not going to do it. The whole thing is, my friends, it's a gun grab. They couldn't go after your guns like, oh, hey, we'll just outlaw them. They can't. Supreme Court stopped that. So what we'll do is we'll just make it so much harder for you to buy ammunition, and now we're going to microstamp all those pistols, all those nasty, nasty, nasty handguns. We're going to make you microstamp those, so it's going to be, it's going to take us a while, but we're going to get them out of the state and out of your hands because you don't need them. Because we don't think you need them. Just like yesterday, one of the panelists here, one of the people from the society was saying, well, why do you need that gun? Well, how about if it's just because I want to buy it because it's like a new tool in my toolbox? Because I want to use it for a specific reason. Why can't I do that? Well, you've got to have a reason. No, that's a good enough reason. This is what they're trying to do. They want to take away your guns. And you can, you know, and they can't do it. They can't do it by saying, blatantly saying it. So they're just going to keep chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. And this is one of the ways. Microstamping. And then it's going to be, well, you know what? We need the same thing for those long guns because people can use them in crimes. Do you know how many crimes are committed with long guns? With rifles? I mean, really. Less than 2%. That includes the assault weapons. Less than 2%. And so, you know, when I see this, I just kind of like, okay, it's just a blatant grab again. It doesn't work. It won't hold up in court. And it's going to drive the you know, your choice away. Well, you look like you wanted to say something there. Savannah's sitting here like...
I went shooting the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a big thing. And something I really appreciated about the place that we went is they were so calm about teaching us how to shoot. Because they really did believe if you learn how to do it well, there's nothing to be afraid of. And so I love that. I had never handled a handgun before. They taught me how to do it. They watched me go through it and then said, okay, enjoy.
Wow. Well, you know what? And that's the way to do it. Learn safely, learn correctly. Mm-hmm. And then now you've learned so that you're not afraid of, guns and you're not afraid to be able to pick it up. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I'm sorry to make you. I'm sorry to make you wait. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem at all. Yeah, I've been gone for 2 months, and I come back, and nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Well, no, things have gotten a little bit worse. We don't have any water. The drought is going on. We've got the lakes are down.
Well, look at it this way. Back in 1977, we had a drought, so they formed a drought committee. Well, then it started to rain, and the drought committee became the flood committee.
Oh, well, okay.
So, at any rate, I don't worry about things like that. Mother Nature will take care of everything in given time.
Well, eventually will. We'll just turn it into, you know, this is a semi-arid region anyway.
Well, yeah.
Not where we, not specifically where we are, but, well, we're close to it. But when you get down a little bit further south, I mean, it's, the fact is that there never was the water right then and there that was available to build like we have, but we have. We've managed to pump it out and reuse it when we have. We've been very bright on how to do it, but it's, you know,
well,
it's at some point it goes away.
What L.A. does, take a look at the Owens Valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, Owens Valley is famous for, you know, for pumping out of the groundwater, and now that it's nothing, what is it, just a waste site in there?
Well, Owens Valley originally was a agricultural community. And what the city of Los Angeles did is they went in and they bought all the water rights from all the streams from everybody, including the Indian reservation. Well, the government came in and made them give back the water rights to the Indian community. But the rest of the valley dried up, and you can go through there now and there's old homesteads yet that are deteriorated. And you can see where they came from. It's wonderful ground down there through that whole valley.
Uh-huh.
All the way from just above Bishop, clear down past Independence.
Well,
but they dried it up.
Well, we're glad you got back from Mexico, okay, Henry?
Well, I'm not going to be here long. I just came back to pay some bills, and I'm going to leave.
Well, look, you be careful down there. I know you're down
there.
Huh? You could go down there and fish.
Come down and see
I know, you know, and you're so happy down there, and you know, I hear people that go down there having a good time, you know. But you know what? It's Henry. It's to me. I know where you live is great and all that, but I have to go through the rest of Mexico to get there.
Well, it's not that bad a tour from the border. It's only they got the road paved now, so it's only 4 hours down there.
Well, I'm glad that road's paved now. What about donkeys on the road?
Oh no, you don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
And, plus the fact that, it used to be from San Felipe to the little place I live was 50 miles, and it took 4 hours on a good trip. It was that bad a road. And now the road's paved on in, so now it's only an hour down there.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
And actually, there's no difference in driving there than there is any place else. You go through Mexicali, believe it or not, the stoplights are all coordinated, so if you hit the first one, you hit them all. And once you get
I'd like to
town,
see that here.
Just open highway.
Okay. All right, Henry, thanks a lot. You be careful back there, okay?
Oh, I always am. You take her easy, Carl.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. We're trying to line up an interview here that was done the other night. Have we got that loaded yet, or we don't know?
I'll get it.
Okay, you're going to get that. Okay, we're going to try and bring this up. This is a great interview with a young hero right here in from the North State, right here out of Redding. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:46 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. It's going to be up in the 70s. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can give you a guarantee other shops don't. Whether it's a small chip or cracks up to over 24 inches in length, he can fix them. And if he can't fix them, he'll tell you up front so you don't even have to waste your time. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call, 241-8373, 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He repaired a 12-inch crack on my windshield five, 6 years ago. You still can't see it. It happened right after I got in the truck, my F-150, which is an outstanding truck, too. Okay, Nate Albarea is with me. Nate is our sports guy. He does the football, baseball, basketball, and he has his own sports show on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. Talks about Northern California sports. But he pulled off a coup the other day, and I mean that. It was a coup. We have a young man named Hunter Wright from Redding, from Enterprise High School, in fact, who is a, if you don't remember that name because you're so enamored with, you know, somebody's name starts with Bieber.
Hey, let's leave the Biebs alone.
Right. I'm trying. This young man went to Chile and performed a feat that only 10 other people in history had done. Let's talk about
it. He swam the Strait of Magellan, pretty much as close to the South Pole as most people are ever going to get in their lives. And, again, became just the 10th person ever to complete the swim and
without a wetsuit.
Did it without a wetsuit, and he's officially the youngest person to ever complete the swim. And at about 5:05 on Tuesday, I got my talk show, NorCal Sports Show, presented by Dr. Karen Aventino, right here every Tuesday night at 6. And I was thinking, it's going to be real difficult to get a hold of him. And said, you know what? About 5:05, I sent him a Facebook message. I found him on Facebook and said, hey, this is who I am. Here's my show. Love to have you on. I get a message back at about 5:30. Hey, am I too late? Really honored, really flattered, and here, I don't have a way of calling you, so let's try to work something out. He gets a international calling card of some sort and said I can give you 5 to 10 minutes on this, interesting way of getting a hold of me from Reñaca, Bajo, Chile, and, lo and behold, 6 o'clock, he's on the line, and we talked for 5 good minutes, one of the best interviews, I've ever had on the show, and.
Well, let's run with that. Let's play the interview so you can hear. We can hear, this young man who brought all types of glory on himself. And, I mean, you don't do this by accident. You have to train. He trained swimming in the San Francisco Bay, and his swim, turned out to be a lot longer than he thought because of the currents. But anyway, let's see if we can get him up here.
Shaq,
Shasta High School Wolves soccer team. We have a big game coming up tomorrow against West Valley. That and a whole lot more. But in the meantime, on the line right now, direct from Reñaca Bajo, Valparaíso, Chile, it is Hunter Wright, Reading's own 18-year-old Hunter Wright, who just became the youngest swimmer ever to complete the Strait of Magellan race. Hunter, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, on such short notice. And Hunter is on a very limited international calling plan, so we're going to keep this short and sweet. First off, youngest swimmer to ever complete this race. Take us through. You're down almost as close to the South Pole as most people are ever going to get in their lives. Talk about the Strait of Magellan race that you recently completed.
Oh, my gosh. It was quite the experience. I can't believe I have this opportunity, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my life. One of the hardest things, too, I should say.
Now, you have swam, you really got your open water swimming, pardon the pun, but your feet wet, in the San Francisco Bay Area. You've done the Alcatraz swim, and you do it without a wetsuit most of the time. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. I do all that without a wetsuit. For me, it's just the accomplishment, the feeling of I can do this without a wetsuit. It's just, for me, I love the feeling of the water.
Absolutely. Now take the listeners through real quick, obviously down in the southern reaches of Chile. Talk about what brought you down to a very important in the worldwide swimming community, a historic event in the Strait of Magellan race. Talk about what brought you to that event.
Yes. Well, my swim coach in San Francisco, Pedro Ordenes of Water World Swim, is one of the now 10 people to have completed the swim. And he's really one of the people that inspired me to really get my head out there and complete this swim.
Now, the company down there in San Francisco has really been instrumental kind of in your swimming upbringing. Talk a little bit about, I almost sounded Canadian there, Mayor of Toronto is getting to me here. Talk a little bit more about what kind of connected you with that company and your role now in the Bay Area.
Yes. Well, one of my friends suggested that I do an Alcatraz swim one weekend. And I find myself the next weekend jumping into the cold waters of the bay. And ever since then, I've swam with Water World, numerous Alcatrazes, numerous Golden Gate Bridge swims, Golden Gate Bridge to Bay Bridge. And they've really progressed me as a swimmer, as a person, and now brought me down here to Chile to break world records.
This is Reading's own Hunter Wright here with yours truly, Nate Abarea, here on the NorCal Sports Show. Coming to you live, Hunter coming to you live from Reñaca Bajo, Valparaíso, Chile. Yours truly coming to you live from Redding, California. Now, you brought up open water swimming, kind of the transition that's been for you. Really been interested in the past through some of the stuff with the local newspaper here. What open water swimming means to you has a lot to do with the landscapes. Talk about that.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing for me. It's like it's like a work of art. You look up and you see I have to get to that point, but also you want to take your time and you want to enjoy the scenery and look around and just be in this moment and just enjoy everything about it.
Of all the swims that you've done, obviously the San Francisco skyline immediately comes to mind, but what have been some of your favorites that you've been able to kind of poke your head out of the water for a second and go, my goodness, that's beautiful. What have been some of your favorite spots that you've swam in so far?
Yes, one of my absolute most favorite is the Golden Gate Bridge at sunrise. Jumping in, well, we take the boat out there and it's still dark, and by the time we're jumping in, the sun's just barely peeking. And it's a beautiful thing just to jump in and see the sun over the San Francisco skyline, as you said, and flip on your back and you see the bridge and you can feel the vibrations of the cars underneath the bridge. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
I must say, you paint a very vivid picture. You might have a future in radio. I like it. Now, real quickly, where do you plan to take your swimming next in the immediate sense? And after that, talk about what your ultimate goals are as a swimmer.
Yes. I'm looking at swimming the Strait of Gibraltar next. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that soon or later. But hopefully I swim that, which is from Spain to Morocco, the opening of the Mediterranean Sea. And then ultimately my main goals are to eventually swim the English Channel, of course, Catalina Channel. There's a couple swims in Antarctica, Cape Horn, which is even further south in South America.
Hunter, are you going to be doing that Antarctica swim without a wetsuit?
Yes, absolutely.
You gotta love it. Redding's own tenacious as could be. Hunter Wright, thank you.
Hunter
so
Wright.
Much.
Gosh, okay, Nate. He wants to swim the Antarctic without a I guess during a certain time of the year that you can do that.
I suppose.
You don't flash freeze out there.
I suppose. I wouldn't have the slightest clue. Again, that's where he was at, doing this, the swim before is about as close to.
Huge interview. He's calling from Chile.
Yeah.
To talk to you like this. We've talked about having him back on when he gets here. I wonder what, and you know what, the way he was working out, you know, the beta, you know, he did the beta breaker swim. He did the, or that's a run, but he did the,
bridge to bridge,
yep. The Alcatraz. And I tell you, if you've ever swam there in the bay, it's tough. I've done a lot of open water swimming in the ocean and you can go in places that it's a lot easier than it is in San Francisco Bay. I mean, it's tough. And so he's trained down there and he went down. He did a great job. He sounds like a happy young man. He was honored to be on your show.
Absolutely.
As every great athlete should be.
Indeed.
So, what do you think? What'd you take out of this? He's 18 years old.
Well, I look across right now and I'm looking at a former Marine colonel who's traveled the world and you've been to a lot of different countries and he's 18 years old and he's already catching up with, you know, the amount of places that you've been. You think about when at the end of that interview when he starts talking about where he's going to be going next and
swimming
the Straits of Gibraltar and the South Pole. I mean, he's going to be everywhere by the time he's 25 years old. It's really an incredible story.
And you think about it, like that woman had just completed the swim from Havana, from Cuba to the Keys to Florida. That she's like, this was like the third or fourth time that she had tried and she finally made it this time. And you think about that and swimming, if you've ever done any long distance swimming, the fact that they're doing it without wetsuits, you know, a lot of times you see in the tries now, the triathlons and all these, is that they can wear a wetsuit. Well, that keeps you buoyant. It makes it easier to swim. When you're just cutting through the water like that, especially if it's cold water, what I'd like to know is how many calories does he have to take in getting ready for this?
When we get the extended interview, I've actually been talking with Hunter since this interview, and we'll be doing definitely something. Try to get it podcasted probably here on KCNR1460.com as far as a real extended interview, half hour to 40 minutes with me and Hunter, and obviously get him on your show when he gets back. And we'll ask him all about his routine, his regimen, what he does. It's extraordinary.
You know, Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, it's like 10,000 calories a day because of the way he worked out. And swimming in cold water, you have got to keep keep that, you know, that calories up there.
Well, he talks about it. It's really the, kind of the phobia of the freezing to death in the water that actually gives him that rush. And he talked about it with me even afterwards a little bit on the Facebook Messenger. It's just really the thing where he talks about it. It's the achievement of making everyone kind of gasp for a second. If he's doing that without a wetsuit and himself kind of thinking, my goodness, am I really doing this without a wetsuit? And then going, wow, this is natural. I can do this. People have probably been doing it for thousands of years. And here I am in 2014 swimming again as close to the South Pole as most people are ever going to get in their lives.
A lot closer probably than I'll get. Okay. Hey, Nate, thanks a lot. It was a great, great interview. And Nate Abarea has his show on Tuesday nights on sports. And, of course, tonight you've got a big basketball
an interesting basketball game. And two really small schools. I really enjoy covering the small schools when I get a chance to. And actually, UPrep taking on Reading Christian tonight, North Valley Bank pregame show at 7. Tip off at 7:30 from the UPrep gymnasium. Lions and the Panthers should be a lot of fun. And as you said, every Tuesday night right here on KCNR, 6 o'clock,
there you go.
Cal Sports Show.
Yeah, hey, this segment of our show has been brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. You know, neighbors are giving great deals. Start the year off with a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, and go down to 555 Cypress Avenue. I guarantee you, those people will help you. They'll find you a deal. They will find you the vehicle that you want, and their service department is just absolutely outstanding. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, 223 2177. After the break, we're having Bruce Dean on, who is the co-owner of the Black Bear Diners and is taking over this huge job. And I want to talk about that when he comes in and about all the changes that's happened in the restaurant industry, but are happening now under new government regulations, including the new minimum wage law that's coming down the line. What impact is that going to have on businesses here that he sees? And just catch up on a lot of other different things that are happening in our Golden State with new regulations and laws that you don't even see, but they will definitely impact on you. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
President Obama says he wants to work with the country's mayors to advance his agenda this year.
At a White House reception for more than 250 mayors, the president said city leaders have proven that they can accomplish the people's business.
Every day, mayors are proving that you don't have to wait for the gridlock to clear in Congress in order to make things happen.
The president said many U.S. cities are enjoying an economic recovery, but he said mayors know firsthand that there's more work to do.
That's SR News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting concerns about security at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. The Pentagon says top U.S. and Russian military leaders have discussed security for the games, including the possibility of sharing technologies used by American forces to counter roadside bombs. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says that Russia has made no formal request for the technology and that the U.S. has not offered it, but the U.S. will be willing to help if need be. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C.'s police force under scrutiny following some headline-making arrests, not of hardened criminals, but of their own officer.
In a single month, one D.C. police officer was accused of taking semi-nude pictures of a 15-year-old runaway. Another was charged with running a prostitution operation involving teen girls. And a third was indicted on an attempted murder charge, accused of striking his wife in the head with a light fixture.
That's SRN's Rich Thomas in reporting. Police insist the arrests are hardly representative of the entire department, which boasts about 4,500 officers and civilian employees. The Federal Trade Commission says a Nissan commercial for its Frontier pickup truck was not accurate. Nissan has agreed to settle deceptive advertising charges over the 30-second ad that shows a black dune buggy stuck in sand on a steep hill. Suddenly, a red Frontier speeds to the rescue of the dune buggy and pushes it over the hill. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 8:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com, January the 24th, Friday, 2014, in case you haven't still caught up yet, even though the month's gone by. Let's start off with our friends at Wells Fargo, with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading session, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 143 points at 16,053. The S&P 500 off 21 points at 1807, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 54 points at 4165. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 253 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $4.65 at $5.51.53, Intel down 3 cents at $25.10, Microsoft up 70 cents at $36.76, while Facebook's down $1.27 at $55.36. Of local interest, Safeway down 16 cents at $31.12, Costco's off 32 cents at $112.48, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 9 cents at $6.33. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.73%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.34%. Oil's down 54 cents a barrel at $96.78. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.74 at $12.66.10. Silver's up 6 cents at $20.06. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our, you know what, I really enjoyed Chris and Susan and Josh and Steve and Kathy coming on here. But for one thing, because one, they are really truly people that care about our community, but they know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing here. When they were giving us that Market Minute every Monday through Friday at 7, 8, and 9. You can rely on these people. You can rely on their advice. They know what they're talking about here. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Or just stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. What's weather look like today and for the weekend, Savannah?
Currently 59 degrees. Going to get up to a high of 73 today, low 43. Saturday's going to be a high of 74, low 43. And Sunday's going to be a high of 74, low of 42. And weather is sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
No rain there, huh? Kiddo?
Nope.
No rain.
We need rain.
That's right. Well, I tell you what. Rain helps you sleep. But I don't have any problem sleeping anymore because I have my Sleep Number bed. Linda and I sleep so well. And we have been sleeping well ever since the day they delivered our Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 35. I think I'm moving it up to 40 here tonight, and Linda's is 40. And she says she's maybe take hers to 45 because we don't have to sleep on the same mattress. We sleep on mattresses with different firmnesses because of our dual air technology that they have here. It's clinically proven to help you sleep and to improve your back pain. And you know that 9 out of 10 couples do not agree on their firmness of their mattress. I mean, 90% don't agree. Big. That's a lot. And you think about it, and because you can never get real comfortable, but now you can because you can adjust this mattress any way you want. And that by the time you've spent your 20th anniversary with your loved one, you spent 7 years in bed. 7 years in bed. Think about that. Why not have a great bed and have, if you're going to spend 7 years in it, it'd be something you enjoy. And this is made in America. It's guaranteed. And I've talked to people, you know, Trish Clark has had one for over 20 years and would never trade it. And right now, this dual-air technology is available in Queen Mattresses at our Sleep Number store at just $699, beginning at $699. And you can take advantage of a 48-month special financing on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. Ends February 2nd. See the store for details. And the store is down in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there and talk to the people. They will, you know what, you'll get to be able to lay on a bed, see what it feels like, and find your right number. I guarantee you. I mean, like I said, it's guaranteed, it's clinically proven, made in America. What else can you say? Sleep Number beds. Okay, you know what? We're going to take a break. But our guest is here today, Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diners and a friend. And he's getting ready to take over, a huge responsibility here this year. But if anybody can do it, he can. So good morning, Bruce.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we're going to be talking about a little bit about Black Bear and kind of set this. If you don't know who Bruce is, and what he did with this, but then where we're at in the, in restaurants and eating establishments in California, because he's getting ready to take over the California Restaurant Association, and the impact on the Affordable Care Act, minimum wage, and all these other things that are coming down on businesses and what you're going to be seeing. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
dream about you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:15 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. There's not going to be any rain today, my friend. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, everybody. Sunny and Dr. Dave and everybody out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Alliance Heating and Air. I can't say enough about Martin and his crews out there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They just installed a tankless water heater for us, and it is just outstanding. You know, they did it in a day. They had everything right. And then Martin, the owner, comes in and just to make sure everything's okay, he checks with, you know, checks to make sure all the, things working fine. And you can't ask for better service than that. And it has worked perfectly. Linda now has hot water all the time in the bathtub. I don't have to heat it. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Heating systems, cooling systems, they can do it, any kind. 221-2642. Check out homecomfort.org. Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diners, is my guest. And can we talk a little bit about Black Bear? Because this is not something that just, let's just start a diner and build 40 of them.
Right. No. Well, you know, we started in 1995 in Mount Shasta, me and my partner, Bob Manley. And I cooked, he poured coffee, and We grew. We came down to Redding. We did our second one in Redding. That was 97. And people liked it. People liked what we were doing. And we've grown to 61 restaurants in 7 states at this point. So
61 restaurants, 7 states. You know what? This is the first time I heard you say that. And you know you've been on before and we know each other.
Yeah.
That you were cooking.
Yes.
And you know what?
You know, building something
like this. Knowing you now, I'm thinking, if you're going to start, you've got to do it all.
You start a business and you always start underfunded. We were. And, so you just do what you got to do. And we were lucky enough to get some help from our landlord and some of our suppliers that helped us over the hump.
They believed in what you were doing.
Yeah, they did. They believed in what we were trying to do. And, thank goodness it's worked out.
Well, it has. And you've been a success in a tough industry.
It is a tough industry. It's a high failure rate industry.
What is it? What is it, like 50% or more?
Generally 50% within 5 years, and most of them, you know, within 1 year of that group. And it's really because of the things that I just talked about. You know, you underestimate the amount of cash that you're going to need to start a business. And generally most restaurants are, it's kind of an interesting thing we'll talk about later, but generally they start underfunded and pretty soon cash flow catches up with them and it doesn't work out.
We were talking about this yesterday, that people coming into town thinking, you know what, I can do this or I can do that. And they were talking about restaurants, you know, I'm a great Mexican cook. I can cook Mexican, but how 6 months later, you know, just like you said, underfunded and they don't know how to, they're not business people per se.
It's tough. Everybody's got good recipes, at home recipes, grandma's recipes, whatever, you know, and to take those and then put them into an environment where you're cooking them commercially and serving them to guests is a much different thing. So, you know, but the one thing about our industry, it is the great opportunity industry. Okay. So you talk about that, but you know, in our state alone, just in the last couple of years, 30% of the restaurants that have opened in our state are Hispanic owned. So great opportunity there.
For their own businesses and like this and to expand. Okay.
Yeah. So you take an industry like the restaurant industry and there is an ability to step up if you don't have a lot of experience or you don't have a great education or all of the things that normally you would need to be a success in our society, and you can do it through the restaurant industry. And so we kind of take it to heart that, you know, in L.A., in the L.A. area, 77% of the new restaurants are owned by African Americans. So
77% of the new restaurants in L.A. are owned by African Americans.
Yes. Last 5 years,
wow,
women restaurant owners have increased by 28%. So it is a great opportunity industry, but you have to have the things that I just talked about to be able to make that conversion from just somebody who loves food to somebody who can do it in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's not enough for me to make paella.
No.
I've got to be able to make paella for 50 people, and I couldn't do that.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't even know what I'd put in there. You know, people like it, but it's like, but if I had to do that for 50 people, I'd be out of business in a week because it would be too expensive.
Yeah.
Well, you've broken the code on it. And with the work you've done, and we're going to talk about after the break here, your big job this year. But, and we also want to talk about, like we said, the impacts that of, Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, the minimum wage, and all these others. But, you know, that's interesting, though, to see that 77% in L.A.
Well, what I want to get some clarification on that, because I got it written down. 77%, the amount of restaurants owned by African Americans in Southern California, L.A. in particular, has increased by 77%.
Oh, okay. Okay, the numbers have increased by 77%. Yeah. Okay. But that is, it is, because it's, like you said, it's an entry level industry that they can get into, and if they're good, if it's a small niche, they start growing.
And that's what we then need to talk about as you move forward. Government continues to throw significant amount of roadblocks on our industry. And just last year, the Restaurant Association identified 222 bills introduced into the State Senate and State Assembly that could be detrimental to the restaurant industry.
Okay, let's take a break on that one because that's extremely interesting. Yeah. And again, roadblocks to growth in business. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. Or he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Wait, what can I say? You know, natural foods, raw milk. The Redding's, it's the North State's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They are the nutrition experts. And of course, Amazing Foods for Life was begun there by, Vicky. And it's sweeping the state, with gluten-free mixes and gluten-free foods. Can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition, even have an in-store deli. They're over there in the Cypress Square shopping center around 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141. Bruce Dean is our guest, co-founder of Black Bear Diners, and is going to be taking over the California Restaurant Association as the president. Huge job. You said 221 bills have been introduced to put roadblocks in front of the restaurant industry?
Yeah, it's just it's a constant barrage of various issues that the legislators want to throw in front of our industry and other industries that you know, obviously, minimum wage is going up this July. It's going up to $9 an hour, and then
$9 an hour from eight.
And then it's going to $10 an hour in January 1, 2016. Which, you know, again, everybody kind of thinks about that, you know, but basically it increases your costs. And so what's going to have to do is the consumer will end up picking up the tab for that, and because it generally will be passed on.
Well, that's the thing. You can only pass on so much.
Yeah.
You can only pass on so much.
The profit margin and the industry as a whole is around 4%. I mean, obviously, you sense the 50% of them fail over a short period of time. Obviously, they're running a negative profit.
Yeah,
you can't stay in business. But
as
a whole, the industry, large and small, is around 4%.
4% profit margin.
Right.
And I don't think people realize this is when they go into it, is that, you know, that the other thing, too, when we talk about that is these are big bills that people know about.
Right.
But there's a bunch of little bills, too.
Oh, constantly. Constantly stuff that comes up that going to affect our business. And, you know, some of them are good ideas. Some are bad ideas, but either way, they affect us and they affect our costs.
Well, you know, I know there's specific ones that, you know, I see that, you know, some of the gun manufacturers are pulling out of California now because of the new micro-stamping law. You know, and that because people, I think, knew back then that if California's the only one with this law, that, are you going to change your whole production facilities to meet this? And of course, the answer is no. I know that there's. I know that they pass law after law after law. Are they doing anything to make it easier, Bruce?
No. You know, we don't. We don't see any of that. It's basically the legislature is dominated by people that aren't in business. They're generally from urban areas and not from our, you know, what I consider rural Northern California. And so much of what they do, you know, is counterproductive for us.
The restaurant industry itself is so tough. And so every time you add something to it, you know what? We've got a caller on the phone here. Let's go to the phones. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Well, hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for the surprise call.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I talked to you a while back, said I'd give you wanted to update with the old leader. So if you got a moment, we'd be happy to.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Bruce Dean, of course, co-founder of Black Bear Diners, and is going to be the California Restaurant Association president this year.
Right.
Great friend there, and we patronize facilities all over Northern California. How you doing, Bruce?
Good. Thanks. Thanks very much for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're pretty soon, I think you're going to be able to do this everywhere in the nation if this keeps up, you know. Seven states?
Yeah. We're just continuing to grow as long as people want to come on in the front doors. We'll continue to grow.
Great food, great prices. Hey, Congressman, what was your update on the?
Oh, real quickly, we were talking the other day about how the veterans were treated in that budget deal.
Oh yeah, I remember saying something about that.
Yeah, you may have commented here or there about it. I understand. So, the follow up to the budget was the omnibus appropriation plan, which wasn't pretty either, and so I wanted to just let you know what's going on with that. I didn't support that omnibus because I didn't think it was given enough time to be vetted in committee or things like that. There was good things about omnibus I wanted to support, and there's a lot of things that were new spending or increased spending that didn't have enough accountability to it. One of the decent things that happened in it was that the in that whole package was that the disabled retired veterans that were basically inadvertently jammed in the budget deal, that's going to be restored. But it didn't go far enough in the deal to restore the COLA cuts that were happening in it as well. So it's a mixed bag on that deal. And so the the effort to make up, to redo what had been taken in the budget plan is two pieces of legislation moving to restore the COLA cuts, the cost of living increase that veterans are supposed to get, retired veterans in their retirement when they retire between, say, age 38 and 60 or so, right?
Okay.
So,
but I'm glad that was addressed. It was causing a lot of consternation out here.
Well, a portion was addressed in the omnibus appropriations. Again, a pretty very unpretty bill, and but the legislation moving right now is one by James Lankford from Oklahoma, which restores that cut in the COLA, and then another straight up bill that is moving from the Veterans Committee. I'm a co-sponsor on both of those. The Lankford one actually is offset by making the Department of Defense and VA work together on their pharmaceutical procurement, which they don't right now, amazingly. I don't understand how they do business back there, but that's what happens. So these things are moving along, and the effort is being made on that. And when they finally come to committee or come to the floor, it'll be really interesting to see if anybody decides not to support that because they want to spend money on something else. So just wanted to let you know those were happening.
Thank you for keeping your promise, because I know you said to me as soon as you got something that you would give us a call, and I appreciate that because it means a lot to veterans that you serve your country for, you know, till you retire, and then after you've even been retired and you're disabled, that, you know, you start getting cuts, which didn't seem right, which is not right. So I'm glad that it's been addressed, and I'm glad, and I appreciate you giving us a call, Congressman, to let us know what's happening on it.
Thanks for letting me have a few minutes there with Bruce as well. I heard some of your comments coming in on hold there. California is still a wasteland as far as the legislation, whether it's we're talking business or the gun control pieces you were talking about. I mean, Kevin De Leon is likely to be the next Senate president now, and the agenda he's going to advance. I mean, hold on to your Second Amendment. Hold on to it, everything you hold dear, because this California layer of laws is just going to be amazingly bad as it comes. So hang in there, folks. And Bruce, you hang in there. And hey, Carl, thanks for having me on for a few minutes.
You bet, Congressman. Thanks a lot for being on.
Yep.
Okay. Take care.
You know, and we got to take a break here, but, you know, I appreciate the Congressman coming on and giving an update on that, because when that came out, I tell you what, I my hair caught on fire. It just did. And I just happened to see the Congressman after it was passed. And it was like, and, you know, he was backing down the hallway saying, okay, wait, let me talk. on that. But it's, you know, it's another example of, you know, some laws with unintended consequences. We have to rein this in. We have to rein it in. I understand that, but let's take a look at what we do, just like you're facing. But let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diner and soon to be the new president of the California Restaurant Association. That's got to be how many members in that?
Well, we've got about 90,000 restaurants, and we represent 1.2 million employees in California that are in our industry. So let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be right back.
Thanks. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushrooms,
salami and garlic,
meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner!
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, Carl and the Bot. 59 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Good people down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diners, but much more besides just being a friend and somebody that it's fun to talk to, is going to take over as the president of the California Restaurant Association, 90,000 restaurants, 1.4 million.
Close to 1.4 million employees in the industry.
Wow. Yeah. And you're going to be kind of like the one that spearheads the ideas and pushing ideas forward and all
Well,
this.
I basically represent the industry to such as things as we're doing today and, you know, with the legislature and represent us in at various industry events throughout the state. So it's a big thing, really, and I'm taking it as a big thing.
It is a big thing. Yeah. I mean, because you've already pointed out is that it's a great way for people to start their own businesses. Yeah. A great way if they've planned, because right. It's also a great way to lose everything too.
Exactly.
But that's part of the Restaurant Association is out there is to help.
Yeah, and we're there to support anybody who wants to get in the industry. We've got all kinds of resources there in Sacramento. So, you know, if you're ever want to get into the industry or you have questions about it, California Restaurant Association is there. We also are taking a great step through our educational foundation by which we have sponsored high schools, culinary programs at high schools. We've actually helped here at Enterprise High School. And we really want to grow the industry, young people into the industry, and make it vibrant and move forward.
Well, you know, get young people into the industry, because a lot of times those classes have disappeared out of our high schools.
Yes.
You know, because of cost cuts. I mean, music, arts, you know, the home, you know, qualities there of I can say shop and cooking. I mean, I remember there used to be cooking classes in high schools. I don't even know if they even have those anymore.
Yeah. Now, at some schools they do, and we do around here.
That's great.
Which is good, because you know what? Not every kid is going to want to go on and to go to college or go in a certain direction. And maybe they love creativity. Maybe they love food. Maybe they would love to be a chef. Well, these are opportunities that we're trying to create through the Restaurant Association. So,
well, you know, we're always going to need plumbers, electricians. And we talked a little bit about that if we want to have electricians and people to run our electric company, you don't have to pay them. Which is just like any other business. And it's too bad government is not treated like a business.
It's supply and demand.
Yep. It is. But that's a subject for maybe later.
Another show.
Another show. But absolutely. But I'd like to have in like yourself and a couple others that in here they're very successful in what they're doing because they know how they're doing, and talk about why government should be run like a business and how it could be run by, right. like a business. But we're into this. But it's not just, you know, you have electricians, plumbers, chefs. You need these people.
Right.
And if there's a shortage of them, then prices just get astronomical right. while you're trying to bring them in, and then you're getting the $200 an hour plumber. Yeah, because right. there's none.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I'm really advocating here, I mean, I know there's been kind of a real discussion over the last 6 months on minimum wage and that it, you know, needs to go up. I think President Obama would like to raise the federal minimum wage to $10.10. I know there's going to be a bill presented that will go on the ballot to raise California's minimum wage, I think, to between $12 and $14 an hour. So it continues to be a major discussion, and the real question is how does that affect our employees? How does it affect our young people, for example? So, for example, if the minimum wage goes to a certain point, and we're used to hiring some high school kids during summer to come in and clean tables, bus tables, or whatever it takes, are you going to do that when the minimum wage has created a situation by which you're not inherently motivated to hire that young person as we are in the past? When I started in the industry, I started in 1970. I was a dishwasher, and I started at $1.78 an hour. I'll never forget that. But to me at the time, my first day's work, I made about $15. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. And I'll never forget that. And would have I had that opportunity if the minimum wage had been at a barrier point that my employer wouldn't have hired me. So I get concerned with that. The discussion with minimum wage also, I believe it's an entry level job. It's where you learn about business. It's where you learn about, I've got to be here on time. I've got to be dressed properly. I've got to take care of my customers. I've got to be very customer service oriented. And it's an industry that teaches basic business. If you go out and basically one in three Americans have worked in the restaurant industry in some regard at some point in their career. We got two hands being raised here.
Goes three, so we got 100% yeah. in here.
So
now.
when I sit there and I'll go do a talk like this or in front of a large group of people, one of the mm-hmm. first things I ask is, how many of you have ever worked in the restaurant industry? And most everybody's hands get raised. And then I say, how many of you are still working in the restaurant industry? And there's no hands up in the room. So it's a great spot to transition you while you're in school. It was great. I went to UC Davis my dad had lost his job. So I cooked every day from 2 to 10 for 4 years and did all my schoolwork in the morning and graduated in 4 years. I could have never done it without the restaurant industry and their ability to work different hours and different times.
I understand. And you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, so when you start pushing these minimum wages up to that, now you've got, I mean, that's big bucks out of your pocket. So now you've got to figure out some way of having people come in and just pick up second or third, you know, their second or third mission.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's, because, okay, besides this, you also going to have to do this.
Yeah. I understand that, you know, and I think the restaurant industry as a whole sits there and understands that it's tough to make a living on a minimum wage. You know, it's hard. But what I firmly believe is that it should be an entry-level position where you get experience and you move
and
on.
And it moves on.
Move on from it. So even if you went to, you were working in a fast food establishment and you were in there and you got experience running a cash register, running a POS, the next thing is I'm going to be applying for a job somewhere where I can make more using the skills that I attained.
Absolutely.
At the restaurant.
That's the idea.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Bruce Dean, co-founder of Black Bear Diners, but also now the new incoming president of the California Restaurant Association, 1.4 million people and 90,000 restaurants he'll be representing. We've got people on the line. We'll be right back. We'll get right to you.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home. And you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. And it's, gosh, let me see. It's 8:45 in the morning, 60 degrees almost. It's going to get up to 72. No, again, it's going to be beautiful weather this weekend. No rain, which is bad. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Road right here in Redding. Ammo, they've got lots of ammo. They've got it in almost all calibers. So head on down there. I mean, your buddy's having problems finding ammo. Well, John Bastiani has worked really hard to be able to fill up his shelves with ammo. A lot of rifles, long guns, pistols, revolvers, everything. He's got them right there at Bastiani Arms, and he has one of the finest gun repair areas in the state. All at Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. My guest is Bruce Dean, the incoming president of the California Restaurants Association, also the co-founder of Black Bear Diner, which is a very successful chain, which is expanding out even as we speak. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave, good morning.
Hi, Carl. I would like to talk about the earned income tax credit versus the minimum wage. America is moving away from the minimum wage towards raising the earned income tax credit as the way to help the working poor. And many Democrat as well as Republican economists talk about the advantages of it. Christina Romer is one of the former Obama economists who wrote a paper saying that it's a better strategy. Unfortunately, a lot of the liberal media pretend as if the earned income tax credit doesn't exist. And in fact, America gives more money in earned income tax credit than it does in food stamp benefits. That's my comment.
Okay.
And question for your comment.
And question for my comment?
Yeah. Just talk about the earned income tax credit. It's as if it's a secret.
Well, you know what? This is something we do need to talk about because earned income tax credit is going out, and I think this is it's covering a lot of things. But this is something we'll take on in another show. But thanks a lot, Dr. Dave. And what he's saying is that it should take right. the place of minimum wage.
Well, you know, I think it's a, very important thing for the working poor. I know people that that have taken the earned income tax credit, and it's a very important thing for them. And I believe, I'm not an expert on it, that really that was Republican-sponsored legislation during the mm-hmm. Nixon administration, I believe. So it has been very helpful to the working poor.
He got impeached.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Bruce, we were talking about it on these things that are happening around here is that we're heading down the road. The Obamacare. Right. If you have over 50 employees, you get, businesses can get hammered.
Right.
I mean, it's just going to cost them millions.
Well,
do you see that? I mean, in your position, because you see a lot of businesses, you
right.
see all this. I mean, you're well over that 50 number.
Right.
People are they having a lot of qualms, trepidation about this? Gosh, you know, do I move forward? Do I expand anymore? How much is this going to cost me?
You know, I think, it is part of the mix with whatever you're doing. It is going to be a cost. You have to determine what that cost will be to your business. And really, you have to offer the health care to those employees that are working over 30 hours per week. And, It's kind of a different deal, and I know people have a different way of looking at it, but I also look at it from the employee. Let's just say you have an employee that's working 35 hours a week, and he's got a wife and two children. All right.
Uh-huh.
So, me as an employer, I'm going to offer that employee the health care at they work beyond 35 hours, but that doesn't apply to their wife and their two kids, and because I offered the health care to the employee, the kids and the wife can't go for Covered California or can't go for the subsidy. So,
they can't because you're offering it.
I'm offering it.
You've essentially, because you're doing the right thing, have cut out their family?
Well, it's a deal. If you sat there, you know how expensive health care is and an insurance policy for a family of three or four can go from $800 to $1,800 a month. Now, if you had 10 employees that you were offering it to, that's $18,000 a month. Well, let's just say $8,000 to $18,000 a month. Again, we talked about profit margin.
Yeah, there it
goes.
You
can't do it.
There is none.
So if you have to offer it, you offer it to the employee. And so sometimes there's an incentive, I believe, for the employee to work under 30 hours because if I don't offer it, they can then go to get the subsidized care through Covered California, not only for them but for their family. And so maybe they sit there and say, I'll work 28 hours for Black Bear and I'll go work, 10 hours at Round Table Pizza or something. And I still
get multiple jobs.
Yes, multiple jobs. So I think it disincentivizes employees in a way that I think is counterproductive.
Okay. Let's take a break. Our guest is Bruce Dean, incoming president of the California Restaurant Association, one of our local guys here. Yeah. And of course, the co-founder of Black Bear Diners. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Well, I won't back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, gosh, 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, it's getting ready to be Valentine's Day. If you're looking for that right piece of jewelry, Savannah, you can go tell your boy here, is at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, rings, bracelets, necklaces, estate jewelry, loose stones. He's got a Leonard and Associates have a, you know, direct conduit into Israel in diamonds. So you might want to talk to him down there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750. He has the only trained watch repairman in the area. And if you've got a watch that needs to be repaired, no matter where you take it to, it eventually ends up at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Bruce Dean is my guest. Besides being the co-founder of a very successful restaurant chain, Black Bear Diners, of course, is also the incoming president of the California Restaurant Association, who represents 90,000 restaurants, 1.4 million people. And that's just in his spare time. You know, a lot of times he flies his plane and all these things. Yeah. The cost of food. And one of the things we talked about during the break and we discussed is the rising cost of everything.
Right. And so just for those of you out there, just kind of understanding where the market's going and what you can expect probably not only at the supermarket, but in restaurants as well is that beef is at its basic highest point ever.
I didn't know that, but I should have been thinking about that, you know, because, I mean, it's, they're less beef.
Less, I guess, and, you know,
the drought is hitting places, yeah.
Yep. And so, you know, so basically you're going to be paying a lot for meat. So those of us in the restaurant business may be looking for alternative proteins to offer you, chicken, pork are lesser, and actually some of the prices are going down on some of those things. So you'll probably expect to see that as you go out to your local restaurants. And one thing that we haven't really talked about is the water, you know, is the drought, okay? And how is that going to affect production of food? I was just watching TV last night, and there was a farmer down in the San Joaquin Valley who's basically letting 1,000 acres of almonds just die. Because he can't get water for them. And so what's that going to do to the price of almonds? And so.
And ranchers are selling beef now because they don't have water for their beef. Yeah. So that's going to even raise the prices more.
Yeah. So look for beef to get expensive. Look for drought to affect some of our produce and, some of those kinds of things. You know, we keep getting hit with various bills. We talked about the 222 bills that we identified within the legislature that affect what you're going to pay as you go into a restaurant.
222 bills.
Yeah. So some of the things that you're dealing with is food packaging. You know, it's a big deal out there in many parts of the state and food packaging to ensure that it doesn't stay a thousand years in the landfill. So, you know, I can support that. Probably most can, but it's much more expensive. I used to serve some food to go food in one of the containers, and the hot food would go right through the bottom of it. So it's still not a perfect science. So paid sick leave, it always keeps popping its head up, and you know that's an added cost. Whatever you think about it, organic food waste in a lot of cities, you've got to take care of your organic food waste. They make you separate it out, which is almost impossible. And we're, you know, soda tax keeps raising its head so that,
the soda tax.
Yeah. So that, we're gonna be able to.
We're gonna punish you, Savannah, for drinking a soda.
Yeah. You know, and so those are the kinds of things that, Sacramento keeps tossing in our way and making it difficult and adding costs onto us, which we then pass on to you.
But as we've already pointed out, as other business people in here, it's not just in the restaurant industry, others, is that you can only pass so much of that on.
Well, that's the whole deal, is at what point does the consumer sit there and say, look it, I'm not going to pay that for that.
I will go to another place, like a huge chain, or large box stores, because I don't have to do that, because mom and pop, who have a great store, are having to pass on more of that cost because they can't defray it.
It's tougher for mom and pop in our industry to compete because they don't buy the volume of food. They can't contract the food. So, you know, it may be offset with some labor savings that they do themselves, but either way, it's a tough exercise.
Hey, Bruce, thank you very much for being here today.
Sure.
I mean, you know, besides the fact that, you know, co-founder of the Black Bear Diners, which are very successful, and you're expanding out now, as we just heard, being in charge, being the man for 1.4 million people in 90,000 restaurants, I should be, this should keep you busy, I think, for a while.
I think it will.
All right. We'll have you back on, though, later on this year and talk about some more stuff, impacts and everybody.
Anytime.
Hey, I want everybody to have a great weekend. Remember that, the gun forum at Pilgrim Congregational Church at 12 o'clock and then at VFW Hall in Anderson at 4 p.m., the fundraiser there and the spaghetti fundraiser. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This world from dragging me down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
In Washington. Wall Street's having another tough day with the key averages suffering their biggest single-day decline since August. Analyst Alec Young says markets worried about China's economy, a slowdown in manufacturing in that country. He says it could hold the market back for a while.
The ripple effect from it is fairly widespread. So that tells me that it may be more than a one-day event.
The Dow has been down more than 200 points at times, and yesterday it lost 176. They've reopened the eastbound lanes of Interstate 94 in northwest Indiana. The highway reopened 18 hours after a deadly chain reaction crash left 3 people dead, more than 20 others injured. Michigan City, Indiana Fire Chief Mick Pollock says close to 4 dozen vehicles were involved in the wreck.
It's something that until you walk in a fireman's boots, you don't realize what's going on out there.